We're joined by Peter Lavigne, who is the state co-chair of the Green Party of New York State. For this week's Tonko Tuesday, where Paws and Galf and other climate activists gather outside Congressman Paul Tonko's office in Albany to talk about the need for him to become a climate champion and oppose fossil fuels and to remove some false climate solutions like carbon capture and garbage incineration from his Clean Futures Act bill. Peter was the guest speaker to talk about the Green New Deal, public power, and problems with carbon capture. So let's start with the Green New Deal. Why are the Greens calling for a Green New Deal at this point?
The Greens,
what is it?
Sure. Well, why don't I first just briefly describe what the Green New Deal is? This is something that the Green Party has been advocating for over a decade. And here in New York, the Green Party, with Howie Hawkins' runs, which then his platform on the Green New Deal was taken up by Jill Stein when she ran, have really been at the forefront of this. And the Green New Deal is a program to zero out greenhouse gas emissions and build 100% clean renewable energy system by 2030. When we look to reconstruct all the economic sectors in the country for zero emissions, clean energy, and ecological sustainability. So we're not just talking about electric power, but zero waste manufacturing, regenerative agriculture, green buildings, electrified transportation. And it also includes an economic bill of rights because you know, the Greens believe that the only way that we're going to get to building a future society where you know, we can actually have a sustainable climate is to ensure that working class people in America have power and have a voice. And so, you know, we talk about things like, you know, single payer healthcare. We need, you know, fully funded education, K through college, you know, universal free education. We need to talk about right to housing, right to food security. You know, these are things along with publicly owned businesses, public power, worker co-ops that are going to empower a democratically run economy, a little democratically run economy that would move towards sustainability and away from, you know, the private capitalist interests that are destroying the planet.
Now, on Wednesday morning at about 4 a.m., the Senate on a strict party line vote, 50 to 49, actually approved the $3.5 trillion sort of green economic stimulus that Senator Schumer has been promoting, some funding for climate change, a lot of other for social service works, including expanding Social Security. So finally, it will cover my hearing aids. Mm-hmm. But they also expressly, unanimously said this is not a Green New Deal proposal. Yeah. They also actually, on a closer vote, said that they cannot ban fracking. And I should probably disclose that I'm part of the Eco-Socialists or Eco-Action Committee, the Green Party of the United States, and we were calling for a much bigger $4 trillion a year for 10 years. Climate package. But, you know, how do the Greens sort of react to what the Democrats are doing right now with the green stimulus? And also, you know, how do you reboot the economy after COVID?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that it's in typical Democratic fashion. It's too little too late. And it's by far not enough. All the science says that we need to transition rapidly away from a carbon heavy economy, move to zero emissions and renewable electricity by 2030 if we're going to avert the worst effects of climate change. You know, this $3.5 billion, it isn't enough. And, you know, we're not even talking about transitioning out of fossil fuels and carbon production until 2050. You know, when we protest Representative Tonko, we protest because not only will he not meet with us to talk about this, but his climate plan is something that says, you know, we're not even going to get rid of things like waste incineration. He goes and meets with fracking executives, and he still has that 2050 timetable. So I would say, you know, $3.5 trillion, not enough. We need that $40 trillion. and we need to actually say we need to move by 2030, not 2050. You know, again, the Democrats and Republicans are funded by these big corporate capitalist interests that don't really want to transition away from fossil fuels. They've got too much invested in it. So, you know, I think we have to look past this smokescreen that we, you know, we're saying about the Democrats typically, at least they're doing something. Well, no, the science says they're not really, they're playing politics with the future of the planet.
Now, I'll also point out that on Monday of this week, that the International Panel on Climate Change came out with a new report prior to the COP26 meeting in Glasgow in November. And as usual, they basically said, hey, you know, we were wrong. Climate change is happening much faster than we expected. It's much more severe. The time frame to actually do something may have already disappeared, but we have to act now. And at this point, it looks like we're going to blow past the 1.5 degree global warming tipping point by the mid 2030s. But they actually ignored a lot talking about fossil fuel things. But I'd also saw the next issue you raised was the issue of public power. Mm-hmm. But also what one of the things that the IPCC, which is controlled by the United Nations, you know, seems to avoid actually addressing the problems of capitalism. So where does public power and eco-socialism fit in to the green agenda?
I'm glad that you brought that up. The IPCC report, I took a look at it. At least the executive summary, it is staggering, it is alarming, and it is also, as we know, far too conservative as to what's likely to happen. They do not mention fossil fuels as being the primary source of danger to the environment and production of CO2 and other greenhouse gases leading to this. They do not mention capitalism at all. And what I talked about it on Tonko Tuesdays was really the need to move to eco-socialism, this idea that we need to have a democratically run and democratically controlled economy by working people, for working people, because capitalism at its essence is a system that produces for profit. It needs to produce more and more and more, and it produces for private interest, private wealth. It's never going to move to an ecologically sustainable society. It's just not in its nature or structure. So we really need to build that future democratic eco-socialist society. And one of the ways to do that is with public power. You know, this is not something that's new in the United States. Here in the Capital Region, we have Green Island that has a public municipal run power, and it's cheaper. It's possible to make it so that the oversight of it is run democratically locally. It's something that I think could be funded by public banks, which is another part of the green program. And it would allow for people at the municipal level to really control their energy destiny. Not only are we talking about something where, you know, working class people, especially people of color, who pay much higher rates in terms of how much of their income goes to energy costs. So one of the things that I talked about on Tonko Tuesday was that you know, Black, Latino, and Native American households spend 43%, 20%, and 45% more of their income and energy bills than their white counterparts. Now, this is something that public power can help with. You look at examples like the TVA or the BPA, which have their problems, but they're enormous public power, grids.
Jump in here because we're running out of time. Yeah. We're talking to Peter Levine, your co-chair of the Green Party in New York State. As you were speaking at Tonko Tuesday, Governor tried to undercut your media coverage and announced that he was resigning due to sexual harassment. I know you guys are suing the governor over your loss of the ballot line. In the 30 seconds, how do you hope removal of Governor Cuomo impacts upon the issue of ballot access for the Greens?
We need incoming Governor Kathy Hochul to renew New York democracy, to take a look at the ballot access bill and other bills that Governor Cuomo pushed through the legislature to hurt his political opponents, overturn them, and renew New York democracy.
People want more information about the Green Party website?
GPNY.org, and you can find us on social media as well.
Thank you very much. Peter Levine, co-chair of Green Party of New York, and this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.